when my kids graduated from college and I'd paid all the bills and paid off the house and the car, I said I wanted to see the world. So for the last 9 summers, I have done bicycle touring. I've been across the United States 4 times, 3 times east to west, west to east, and then 1 time from Canada to Mexico. I've biked Iceland and Ireland. I've biked Europe twice, and I cycled through Japan last summer. So I've done this before, but never to this extent and never this length. I mean, this looks to me like 5 or 6 summer adventures tied together. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, it sounds amazing. What is the record that you hope to break?
I am 65 years old, and I'll be 66 when I finish. The oldest human being to circumnavigate the earth by bicycle is a retired school teacher from Ireland, Dermot Higgins. He's 56 when he established the record in 2017. So that record stood for about 10 years now, but we're fixing to break it.
And are you going to be going farther than he went, or are you matching the mileage?
I'll probably do about 4,000 more than he did. I'm a bit of a maniac, and he did it. I'm not on any kind of a race course here. It's just a matter of finishing it. My plan is to go 22,000 miles, roughly, 20 countries, and I get 14 months to do it and slow down and kind of do it at my own pace.
That sounds like an impressive pace to me.
I think it's daunting. Yeah, if I look at it as 22,000 miles, but like everything in life, when you chunk it down into little pieces, and then it's more manageable. So I'm trying to look at it as like 5 different trips.
Okay. And I saw that some of that will include the flights. So when you say 22,000 miles, does that include flights?
No. So in accordance with the Guinness Book of World Records, you must pass through 2 opposite ends of the earth. And mine will be Madrid, Spain, and Wellington, New Zealand. You have to bike at least 18,000 miles. And then you have to tack on another 6,000, including airfare and ferries and boats, because the world is made up of mostly water, but the circumference of the earth is 24,000 miles.
Okay. So you're going to be in all kinds of weather, I imagine, or have you planned that as well?
I'm doing my best to chase the sun, but I'm going to go all the way up. I'll be heading in an east. You have to go in one direction. I'll be heading in an easterly direction, but I've got so many family and friends on the East Coast. I'll kind of work my way to Newfoundland. So I'll fly out of Newfoundland to Morocco sometime in August, and Morocco will be bloody hot. And some of the trip up the coast will be hot. Then I'll work my – it'll get cooler as I keep going north up through Lisbon and Madrid and Amsterdam. I'll be in Europe for most of the fall and into the winter. I get to Turkey and Georgia in December. But then when I go from there, I'll fly out of Georgia down to Perth, Australia. I'm going to skip over China and the stands. Anyway, when I get to Australia, I've got some friends I made at previous bike trips. They said, be ready for the heat. And I tell them I'm from Tallahassee, Florida. So I guess I'll be up against some of the heat going from Perth when I circumnavigate Australia. And then when I go to New Zealand, the weather should be perfect. But when I bounce to Alaska, I better purchase some warm weather gear, because it's going to be really cold. I'm going to get there probably in Fairbanks about mid-April. It gives me 3.5 months to get home, but it'll be chilly.
Yes.
Yeah, to say the least.
Are you going to be camping a lot?
I will. I'll be camping probably 60% of the time, maybe 60 to 80% of the time. I have camping equipment that I love, Big Agnes tent, sleeping pad, sleeping bag, all that good stuff. I love that. Camping under the stars, but I also will stay in some hostels and some cheap hotels, because I won't be there for more than 7 or 8 hours. And then one of my go-tos is actually staying in churches.
Excellent. You're going to have to take some camping equipment with you. Obviously, you have your bike. So when it comes time to get on a plane, you got to get the bike and all that stuff on the plane.
The routine is to have it put in a box. Either I'll do it, which I've done a few times, but I'd prefer to have a bike shop with a professional mechanic, put it into a cardboard box, and then wherever I fly to next, you know, when I leave Newfoundland, we'll put it in a box, and when I get to Morocco, for instance, we'll take it out of the box and put it back together. I'm pretty good at putting it back together. I just like it to be padded properly so that it doesn't get damaged, but that'll be the routine.
Yeah, and so it's just you. You won't have anyone with you.
Well, that's correct. When I leave here, I will have some friends going with me down to the end of the St. Mark's Trail. And then I'll go over and see my son Josh in Jacksonville, and I've got countless friends. I think I counted up about a dozen stops along the East Coast to see family and friends, a couple grandchildren up in Washington, D.C. My brother's going to come to Amsterdam. I've got another friend who's going to come meet me in Berlin for a little while. And then when I get to New Zealand, I've got a friend that's going to bike with me the entire length of New Zealand. And then my first tennis captain's going to meet me somewhere between Alaska and Astoria, Oregon. And he'll be with me for the rest of the trip. So I'll have some company along the way. There'll be some segments where it's just me and the bike, but you meet so many people out there, I won't be alone for too long.
That sounds amazing, all those people meeting up with you. But I was just thinking, too, I bet you'll make a lot of friends.
It does happen every time. You know, there's so much kindness and so much adventure out there. And when people see you coming on a bike, right, you're a pretty harmless guy, so you're pretty wide open too, right? You're not encapsulated in a car, so it's easy. It's very easy to meet others.
Yeah. You're doing this for a good cause.
Yes. Alzheimer's Association. Both my parents lived long lives and very good lives, but towards the tail end, it was tough to watch. They both got Alzheimer's, dementia. And so, yeah, in their honor, raising funds for that. So that's exciting to be able to honor them, raise awareness, and raise some funds to push that needle in that direction to help them out.
Yeah, nice. What kind of reaction have you gotten from students?
You know, it's really cool, right? So they're in their formative years, and I didn't do anything on TikTok, right? So they're like, Coach Rickard, you got to post a TikTok video every day. So I've actually posted some videos on there leading up to this trip. Or there's a really good video guy at Leon, who's done a lot of really cool things with me over the last month or so. Anyway, we've posted a lot of videos on TikTok. They've gotten a huge following. The kids have been very, very curious about the ride, and they can't wait to kind of follow along and see what Coach Rickard unfolds.
So we'll get to see updates on social media.
Yes, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and then I've also got a YouTube channel, Scrappy Tennis. So we'll see. I don't want to spend a ton of time on social media, but I bought a brand new GoPro, so I'm hoping to capture. I love to blog because I was a writer for 20 years, so I'll post a blog with pictures and videos, and hopefully more video this time because people love that, especially the younger generation.
Excellent. This Tuesday afternoon departure party, tell us about that.
So the kids will be there. I love to treat my tennis teams on road trips to ice cream, so I told them, we'll have some ice cream at the courts. We will play some tennis. We'll play some pickleball and music and hang out for an hour or so, maybe a little longer. And then I'll blast off about 4:30 and start going around the world. Some of the kids are actually going to ride with me on the initial stretch down the St. Mark's Trail, so that'll be really cool.
That is super cool.
Yeah.
What concerns you the most about this trip?
You know, I'm not nervous, and I've done this for 9 summers. I should probably be more concerned. I don't know. You know, I've come to embrace uncertainty. I think I'm wired for this. I just feel better when I'm on a bicycle, riding that bike all day. I feel like a little kid again. I don't know. You know, just the logistics, I suppose, but I tend to wing it. I know my path, and I can, you know, veer off of that when I want to. So I don't know. I don't really have a lot of concerns, right? Life is uncertain. This is highly uncertain, but I'm embracing that, and I really can't wait to see how it unfolds in front of me.
We wish you the safest of travels.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.